Chapter 3, 10 Beneficial Effects. The great being, Bodhisattva, fully composed, then addressed the Buddha once again, saying, "World-honored one, the world-honored one has declared that this transcendent, profound, incomparable, all-varying, infinite-meaning sutra's truth is surpassingly deep, and its depth is surpassingly profound. Why is this so? Upon hearing this profound, peerless, all-varying, infinite meanings sutra, those in this gathering, all the great being bodhisattvas, and all of the four kinds of followers, heavenly beings, nagas and other guardian spirits, rulers and citizens, and various living beings as well, unfailingly gain access to dharma-grasping empowerments, or realize the three teachings, or attain the four fruits, or the aspiration for enlightenment. It should be known that the content and principles of this sutra are true and correct, that its value is supreme and unsurpassed, and that it is embraced by the Buddhas of the past, present, and future. It is impervious to the influence of disruptive forces and the influence of differing views, and is neither corrupted nor destroyed by any deluded perception or the cycle of births and deaths. Why is this so? Because upon hearing it, one can intuit all dharmas. If there are living beings who can hear this sutra, they will reap great benefit. Why is this so? If they are capable of practicing it, they will surely realize and quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. As for those living beings who cannot hear it, it should be known that they are ones who miss out on great benefit. Even after the passing of innumerable, unimaginable, infinite myriads of kalpas, they still will not realize and achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. What is the reason for this? It is because, not knowing the great direct route to enlightenment, they travel an uphill path full of hardships that detain them. World-honored one, this sutra is beyond thought and word. I earnestly wish that the world-honored one, out of compassion and sympathy for the great assembly, would explain the profound and wondrous matters of this sutra in detail. World-honored one, what is this sutra's origin? What is its extent? And where does it abide to accordingly possess such immeasurable, inconceivably powerful, beneficial effect that it enables all to quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment? The world-honored one then addressed the great being, Bodhisattva, fully composed, saying, "Well done, you of good intent, well done. It is just like this, it is just as you have said. Oh, you of good intent, I have declared that this sutra is surpassingly profound in depth and surpassingly deep in truth. Why is this so? Because it enables all to quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. Because upon hearing it, one can intuit all dharmas, and because it greatly benefits all living beings. Because of it, they will travel the great direct route with no hardships to detain them. Oh, you of good intent, you ask, what is this sutra's origin? What is its extent? And where does it abide? You must hear clearly and well, oh, you of good intent. This sutra originally comes from within the place where Buddhas dwell. It encompasses all living beings that have awakened the aspiration for enlightenment, and it abides in any place where bodhisattvas practice. Oh, you of good intent, this sutra has such an origin, such an extent, and such a place where it abides. That is why this sutra can possess such immeasurable, inconceivably powerful beneficial effect, and enable all to quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. Oh, you of good intent, would you like, furthermore, to hear of 10 inconceivable powers for beneficial effect that this sutra also possesses, or would you not? The Bodhisattva, fully composed, replied, "We gladly would like to hear." The Buddha said, "Oh, you of good intent. First, this sutra can enable a Bodhisattva, whose mind has not yet produced it, to generate the aspiration for enlightenment, can awaken a mind of compassion in one who lacks kindness and sympathy, can awaken in one who is fond of killing a mind of expansive mercy, can awaken in one in whom envy arises a mind of sympathetic joy, can awaken in one who is in bondage to desires a mind that can rise above them, can awaken in a selfish one a mind of consideration for others, can awaken in the mind of an arrogant one the attitude of proper behavior, can awaken in one who is quick to anger a mind that is given to forbearance, can awaken in one who becomes lazy in discipline a mind of appropriate endeavor, can awaken in one who has unceasing thoughts a mind directed toward tranquility, can awaken an insightful mind in one who is deluded and confused, can awaken in one who is not yet able to ferry others a mind to convey them to freedom, can awaken in one who commits the 10 harmful acts a mind of 10 virtues, can inspire in the mind of one drawn to conditioned phenomena the intent to transcend cause and condition, can create in one who tends to withdraw from commitment a mind that is resolute, can awaken in one whose conduct is unrestrained a mind to exert self-control, and can awaken in one who has delusive worldly passions a mind to purge and be rid of them. Oh, you of good intent! This is known as the inconceivable power of the first beneficial effect of this sutra. Oh, you of good intent. Second, this sutra's unimaginable power for beneficial effect is this. If there are living beings who obtain this sutra, whether a section of it, whether a verse of it, or whether a phrase, and thus become able to perceive millions upon millions of meanings, even though uncountable numbers of kalpas may pass, they will not be able to elucidate the teaching they have acquired and kept. Why is this so? It is because the meanings of this teaching are unlimited. Oh, you have good intent. This sutra can be likened to a single seed from which 1,000,000,000 seeds result. And each of these seeds, in turn, also results in 1,000,000,000 in number. In this way, the production of seeds is limitless in measure. So it is also with this sutra. It is a single teaching that gives rise to 100,000 meanings. And each one of these, in turn, produces 1,000,000,000 in number. In this way, meanings are produced to an unlimited and boundless extent. Thus is this sutra named Infinite Meanings. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the second beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, third, this sutra's unimaginable power for beneficial effect is this. If there are living beings who can hear this sutra, whether a section of it, whether a verse of it, or whether a phrase, they will gain awareness of hundreds of millions of myriads of meanings. Then, even though they have delusive worldly passions, it will be as if their delusive passions do not exist. They will not feel that taking birth or experiencing death are things that need to be feared. They will give rise to a mind of compassion for all living beings, and they will come to have a dauntless attitude with regard to all things. A person with great strength can bear and carry all manner of heavy things. So it is also with people who keep faith with this sutra. They can shoulder the great responsibilities of ultimate enlightenment, and they can carry living beings away from the path of recurring births and deaths. They are capable of ferrying others, even though they still cannot ferry themselves. Suppose a ship's captain is rendered immobile by a serious affliction and must therefore remain on shore. But he has a fine, reliable vessel that is always equipped with everything needed to ferry others, which he makes available and on which they embark. So it is also with those who keep faith with this sutra. While enduring the circumstances of living in the 5 conditions of existence, the whole of their being, constantly beset by 108 serious afflictions, one after another, they remain on this shore of ignorance, aging and death. But they have this fine, reliable, all-ferrying sutra, equipped with infinite meanings, that is able to rescue living beings. Those who practice it as expounded will attain deliverance from the cycle of births and deaths. Oh, you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the third beneficial effect of this sutra. Oh, you of good intent, fourth, this sutra's unimaginable power for beneficial effect is this. If there are living beings who can hear this sutra, whether a section of it, whether a verse of it, or whether a phrase, they will gain a dauntless attitude. They will become capable of ferrying others even though they do not yet ferry themselves, and they will gain the company of bodhisattvas. The Buddha Tathagatas will always attend to such people and will expound the teachings to them. After hearing them, these people will be fully able to accept them, uphold them, and follow them without opposition. They will also, in turn, expound them appropriately to others far and wide. O you of good intent! Such people can be likened to the newborn prince of a king and queen. One day becomes 2 days, and then 7. One month becomes 2 months, and then 7. He becomes 1 year old, and then 2, and then 7. Even though he cannot yet govern or administer the affairs of state, he is revered and respected by the people and enjoys the companionship of all great princes. The king and queen constantly give him earnest counsel and shower their affection upon him. Why is this so? It is because he is of tender age and is not yet matured. Oh, you have good intent! So it is also with one who keeps faith with this sutra. The convergence of the Buddhas and this sutra, the union of king and queen, gives birth to this bodhisattva child. If this bodhisattva can hear this sutra, whether a phrase of it or whether a verse, whether 1, 2, 10, 100, 1,000, or 10,000 times, or like myriad multiples of all the sands of the Ganges River, an infinite number of times, even though he or she will not yet be able to embody its principles and truths to the fullest extent, or be able to make lands in the universe of 1,000,000,000 Sumeru worlds tremble and shake from the rolling thunder of a Brahma voice that turns a great wheel of the Dharma, he or she will have gained the respect and admiration of all the 4 kinds of followers and 8 kinds of ever-present guardian spirits. Will gain the company of great bodhisattvas, and will see deeply into doctrines preserved by the Buddhas, and will be able to speak on them without fault or lack. Because this bodhisattva is just beginning to learn, he or she will always be kept in mind by the Buddhas, and will be wrapped in their affection. Oh, you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the 4th beneficial effect of this sutra. Oh, you of good intent, 5th. This sutra's unimaginable power for beneficial effect is this. Whether during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, if there are men and women of good intent who accept, keep faith with, internalize, recite, and make records of this profound, peerless, all-faring, infinite-meaning sutra, even though such people may be caught up in delusive worldly passions and are not yet able to rise above common daily affairs, they will nevertheless be able to manifest a great dynamic of enlightenment, lengthening one day into 100 kalpas and abbreviating 100 kalpas into one day, thereby inspiring other living beings to become joyful and trusting. Oh, you of good intent, these men and women of good intent will be just like a Naga's child that, at the age of only 7 days, is able to gather up the clouds and produce rain. Oh, you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the 5th beneficial effect of this sutra. Oh, you of good intent, 6th, this sutra's unimaginable power for beneficial effect is this. Whether during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, if men and women of good intent accept, keep faith with, and internalize and recite the sutra, although they themselves may have delusive worldly passions, they nevertheless will expound the teachings for living beings, enabling them to overcome delusive worldly passions and the cycle of births and deaths, and put an end to all suffering. Living beings that practice after hearing them will grasp the Dharma, attain its fruits, and realize the way no differently than if they were with the Buddha Tathagatas. Suppose there is a youthful and inexperienced prince. When the king, while traveling or due to ill health, entrusts this prince to manage the affairs of state, the prince, following the great king's instructions, then leads the government officials and the various ministries, governing justly and properly according to the laws of the land, and all of the country's citizens are at ease, following along in a manner no different than if it were the rule of the king. So it is also with the women and men of good intent who keep faith with the sutra, whether during or after the lifetime of a Buddha. Even though unable to initially become steadfast in the stage of equanimity, these men and women of good intent, following the discourses given by the Buddha, expound the teachings and spread them far and wide. Living beings that practice wholeheartedly after hearing them will cast delusive worldly passions away, grasp the Dharma, attain its fruits, and realize the way. Oh, you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the 6th beneficial effect of this sutra. Oh, you of good intent, 7th, this sutra's unimaginable power for beneficial effect is this. During or after the lifetime of a Buddha, if men and women of good intent can hear this sutra and joyfully and willingly embrace and trust in it, realize its rarity in their minds, accept and keep faith with it, internalize and recite it, make records of and speak of it, practice the way of its teaching, awaken the aspiration for enlightenment, put forth many roots of goodness, promote great compassion, and aspire to ferry all suffering living beings, then, even though they do not practice to perfect the 6 spiritual attitudes, perfection in the 6 spiritual attitudes will naturally come to them. Just as they are, they will come to the understanding that phenomena are without origination or cessation. They will instantly cast away and destroy delusive worldly passions and the cycle of births and deaths, and they will immediately rise to the 7th stage of development, joining the level of great bodhisattvas. Imagine that a powerful person settles a grudge on behalf of a king. After all hostility has been extinguished, the king is greatly pleased, and as a reward, grants to that person full rights to all things in half of his realm. So it is also with the women and men of good intent who keep faith with this sutra. Being the strongest and most valiant of those who do practices, attainment of the Dharma treasure of the perfection of the 6 spiritual attitudes spontaneously comes to them without their pursuit of it. They naturally rout and remove the foes that are birth and death, and they come to the realization that phenomena are without origination or cessation. The treasure of half of a Buddha realm with which they are rewarded is tranquility and joy. Oh, you have good intent. This is known as the inconceivable power of the seventh beneficial effect of this sutra. Oh, you have good intent. Eighth, this sutra's unimaginable power for beneficial effect is this. Among men and women of good intent, either during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, if there are those who are able to obtain this sutra and revere it, trust it, and look upon it as being nothing less than the actual person of a Buddha, such people will come to love and take joy in the sutra, accept and keep faith with it, internalize it, recite it, make records of it, and respectfully embrace it. Following and practicing the way of its teaching, they will strengthen their spiritual attitudes regarding behavioral principles and forbearance, while also perfecting their practice of having consideration for others. Compassion will awaken from deep within them through this unmatched, all-varying, infinite-meaning sutra, and they will expound it widely for people's benefit. If someone has long since completely disbelieved that there are things like impurities and virtues, their presentation of this sutra, employing various skillful means, will have the powerful effect of inspiring such a person to belief. Through the influence of this sutra, they will awaken that person's mind, and he or she will spontaneously experience a change of heart. With the now awakened trusting mind, that person, through dauntless effort, can acquire this sutra's dynamic power for great beneficial effect, and he or she will be able to realize the way and attain its fruits. By this means, men and women of good intent, just as they are, will come to the understanding that phenomena are without origination or cessation, achieve the highest stage of development, and become part of the company of bodhisattvas. They will quickly become able to bring living beings to accomplishment and refine Buddha lands, and it will not take them a long time for them to realize and achieve ultimate enlightenment. Oh, you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the eighth beneficial effect of this sutra. Oh, you of good intent, ninth, this sutra's unimaginable power for beneficial effect is this. If men and women of good intent, upon obtaining this sutra, either during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, dance with joy and delight at gaining something marvelous, accept and keep faith with it, internalize and recite it, make records of and honor it, and widely explain to people in great detail what this sutra means, they will immediately and instantly achieve the destruction and elimination of the heavy hindrances from karmic causes and other impurities that remain from the past. They will opportunely achieve purity, come to attain great eloquence, perfectly compose themselves in the spiritual attitudes one by one, and attain various kinds of specialized focus of mind, including that of courageous advancement, Sharangama Samadhi. They will gain access to great Dharma-grasping empowerments, obtain the power of diligent endeavor, and swiftly pass to the uppermost stage of development. They will be well capable of widely making their presence felt in all the lands of the 10 directions. Rescuing greatly suffering living beings throughout the 25 states of existence, they will lead them all to emancipation. This is all because this sutra contains power of this kind. Oh, you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the ninth beneficial effect of this sutra. Oh, you of good intent, tenth, this sutra's unimaginable power for beneficial effect is this. Whether during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, if men and women of good intent who obtain this sutra give rise to great joy, realize its rarity in their minds, accept and keep faith with it, internalize and recite it, make records of it, honor it, and practice it as expounded for their own sake, and are similarly able to widely inspire both lay people and renunciants to accept and keep faith with it, internalize and recite it, make records of and honor it, expound it and practice the way of its teaching, then, through the energies gained from having led other people to practice the sutra, they will realize the way and attain its fruits. Fully by reason of the dynamic transformative power of their compassionate minds, these men and women of good intent, just as they are, will opportunely come to gain access to innumerable Dharma-grasping empowerments. Still in the stages of having delusive worldly passions, they will for the first time be able to spontaneously produce countless and unlimited great vows and magnificent aspirations. They will generate a bottomless capacity to help all living beings, manifest great loving kindness, skillfully and extensively relieve suffering, and amass acts of goodness for the benefit of all. Transmitting the Dharma abundance that irrigates all that is parched, nurturing any living being with the Dharma's many medicines, they will cause all to have ease and joy. Their perception will gradually become transcendent as they advance through the stage of the Dharma cloud, Dharma Megabhumi, With bountiful, all-embracing benevolence, and with compassion that blankets all without exception, they will lead all suffering living beings to enter the course of the way. These people will accordingly realize and achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment before long. Oh, you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the 10th beneficial effect of this sutra. Oh, you of good intent, such is the incomparable, all-varying, infinite meanings sutra. It possesses awe-inspiring power to the highest extent, and its value is supreme and unsurpassed. It can open the way for every being that is bound by delusive passions to attain the most sublime fruit, to forever rise above the cycle of births and deaths, and attain emancipation. Thus this sutra is named Infinite Meanings. It can open the way for all living beings, still in the stages of having delusive worldly passions, to germinate the sprouts of all of the countless ways of bodhisattvas, and let the tree of beneficial works flourish, thrive, and increase in breadth and reach. That is why this sutra is marked by its 10 unimaginable powers for beneficial effect. With that, the great being Bodhisattva fully composed, and the 80,000 great being Bodhisattvas addressed the Buddha in one voice, saying, "World-honored one, the profound, transcendent, incomparable, all-varying, infinite meaning sutra expounded by the Buddha is true and correct in its content and principles, and its value is supreme and unsurpassed. It is embraced by the Buddhas of the past, present, and future together. It is impervious to the influence of disruptive forces and the influence of differing views, and is neither corrupted nor destroyed by any deluded perception or the cycle of births and deaths. This sutra, therefore, has the inconceivable power of 10 such kinds of beneficial effect, and greatly benefits all living beings inclusively. It enables each and every great being bodhisattva to attain the specialized focus of mind of infinite meanings, or to gain access to 100,000 dharma-grasping empowerments, or to achieve the various bodhisattva stages and insights, or to attain realization as Pratyeka Buddha, or to realize the fruits of the 4 stages of arhatship. The world-honored one has willingly and compassionately expounded such a teaching for all of us and enabled us to harvest the great benefits of the dharma. This is extremely unusual, unique, and unprecedented. The world-honored one's compassionate favor is truly difficult to repay. At that moment, the universe of 1,000,000,000 Sumeru worlds trembled and shook in 6 ways, and several kinds of heavenly blossoms, blue, crimson, yellow, and white lotus flowers, rained from the sky above. Also a rain of many and various kinds of heavenly incense and garments, garlands of celestial jewels, and priceless celestial treasures came spiraling down from the skies above as offerings to the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, the Shravakas, and the great multitude. Celestial bowls and containers were filled to overflowing with hundreds of heavenly delicacies that were spontaneously fully satisfying by appearance and aroma. Celestial flags, celestial banners and canopies, and marvelous celestial amusements were arranged everywhere, and heavenly music and songs were played and sung in praise of the Buddha. Also, Buddha worlds in the eastern direction, as numerous as the Ganges River's sands, likewise trembled and shook in 6 ways. Heavenly flowers, heavenly incense and garments, garlands of celestial jewels, priceless celestial treasures, celestial bowls and containers, hundreds of heavenly delicacies that were spontaneously fully satisfying by appearance and aroma, celestial flags, celestial banners and canopies, and marvelous celestial amusements also rained down. Heavenly music and songs were played and sung in praise of those Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Shravakas, and great assemblies. In the southern, western, and northern directions, in the 4 intermediate directions, and in the upper and lower regions, it was like this as well. At that time, the Buddha addressed the great being Bodhisattva, fully composed, and the 80,000 great being Bodhisattvas, saying, "Regarding this sutra, all of you should bring forth a deeply respectful attitude, practice the way of its teaching, and with determined minds, disseminate it widely and inspire all living beings. You should always diligently endeavor to uphold it day and night, and universally cause each and every living being to reap the benefits of the Dharma. In this you will truly be greatly merciful and highly compassionate. Cultivate a transcendent power of will to uphold this sutra, and never let doubt or hesitation arise. Make sure that it is widely practiced in this world and the future, and see that all living beings surely come to experience it, hear it, internalize it, recite it, make records of it, and honor it. This will also enable all of you to swiftly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment." the great being Bodhisattva, fully composed, and the 80,000 great being Bodhisattvas then immediately rose from where they sat, respectfully made their way to where the Buddha was, bowed their heads at his feet in homage, and walked around him 100,000 times. They then knelt formally on one knee before the Buddha and addressed him in one voice, saying, "World-honored one, we are all happy to receive the world-honored one's compassion. You have expounded this profound, transcendent, supreme, all-ferrying, infinite-meaning sutra for all of us, equally. We respectfully accept the Buddha's directive that, after your passing, we should be those who widely disseminate the sutra and inspire all living beings to accept it, keep faith with it, internalize it, recite it, make records of it, and honor it. May the world-honored one not be concerned. Through the strength of our resolve, we will see that all living beings everywhere surely come to experience, hear, internalize, recite, make records of, and honor this sutra, and gain the dynamic transcendent power of its teaching." The Buddha then said in praise, "Well done, you of good intent, well done. Truly, you are now successors of the Buddha. You are surely the ones capable of thoroughly eliminating suffering and alleviating misfortune with great kindness and compassion. You will be bountiful spheres of kindness for all living beings, excellent guides who benefit all, far and wide, sources of great support for all living beings, and all living beings as great benefactors. Constantly, with the benefits of the Dharma, be of universal service to all." Thereupon, the entire assembly greatly rejoiced, paid homage to the Buddha, and, with understanding and acceptance, departed.